What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
Good to go. What's up, you guys? I am B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. We don't even have a saying, and I was about to literally say one. Like,
No, you do say that. He'll grow and evolve.
Oh, but I wasn't about to say that. I don't know. Something dumb. We've been potting all day. I'm tired.
This week.
I'm so proud of us. We are executing. We have had photo shoots. We have had lifestyle photo shoots. Got ready for dinner. Took pictures at dinner. In studio photo shoots all day. You know, for sure. She's so tired. She's like, a pod day. We shot seven episodes this week.
We've had meetings.
Virtual and in person.
I'm saying this is all within a week.
A week.
We ain't spend this much time together in, and we have done.
We're doing
great.
All the things. Doing good. It's worth it, and I feel accomplished personally and businessly.
Yes, for sure.
Business wise. It's like work with me.
I see.
Businessly.
Businessly.
Musically.
Personally.
Personally,
spiritually,
musically, spiritually,
emotionally, physically.
Oh,
I thought you said that one.
I said another businessly.
Lee? Is there another Lee?
Spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally.
For sure. It's been a good week.
Everything
and we have been doing.
We did so good. We're doing five. Ooh, we got one more event tomorrow.
Like,
then we got to go to church. Then we got to, ooh, we.
No, then that's it.
That's it. No, that's you're right. That's it.
See you next time.
See you next time. See you when I see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Get off of me. See you when I see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Be ya or be ya?
Be ya, be ya.
Why are you acting like a be ya?
I think it's so cool that the rapper be ya, that's her tag.
Is it really?
Be ya, be ya.
Love her.
Hard. Love her. She needs to come on the pod.
She defended me.
Did she?
Publicly.
Love you, yeah.
Freaking jerks.
Oh, mute that. We're not shouting them out.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Doesn't matter.
She had my back. I appreciate
that. Did she?
That.
I love her.
I love her too.
We're back. All right. I got that out the way. What else we got?
All right. What do you know for sure? What do you say? No, for sure. Get to it.
No, for sure. We have a guest. She's amazing. Love her. Go to her podcast page. She has a podcast. No, we have a podcast guest on here.
You guys know.
And y'all know her. If you've been here since the beginning,
she was with us in the beginning.
What episode were you, Samaya?
Like four.
Was it like seven? Or was it even in the double digits?
Yeah.
Does anybody know her episode?
No, it wasn't in the double digits.
I don't even think it was the double digits.
We were
still
in
the. It was still the same time. We were in my basement.
My baby almost got ate by that dog.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Samaya is butt. Back, y'all. I don't even know. What is
you're
your...
just tired.
Tired.
No,
I was about to
say. Not just another sex podcast.
Yeah.
She's saying, I know you're here.
Not just a sex podcast.
Not just another sex podcast.
So last time you were on, you did not have a podcast. Now you have a podcast. Are you loving it?
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys.
For sure.
Said, are you loving it? I get it. For sure.
I am. So when I came on the first time. Oh, hey, y'all. No, for real. My name's Samaya.
Samaya.
when I came on the first time, I own Sexual Essentials.
Yeah.
So you broke the internet yet again.
Yet again.
It's so different because we just shifted spaces now.
I know. Mm-hmm. And we'll go ahead. But we're going to get into that pivot.
Right. The... Sexual Essentials was really amazing, but it was, I didn't want to do a podcast because everybody had one. I'm sure y'all probably felt that way at some point. And you feel like, okay, I got all this content. This is what's next. But it's also intimidating because it's so many people out here and you feel like you could do it better. But you know, you don't see all the work behind closed doors like this. You know, I've been here with y'all all day. Like, it's a four lot. Episodes, it's a lot of energy, and you got to give that authentic energy to everybody. Get people to answer DMs. You got to, you know, and then it's expensive. Like, podcasting is a whole career.
It ain't free.
It's not free.
This is her content house, by the way.
This is, all the episodes that you've been seeing, this, we have been in her content house, which is brilliant that you did that.
Such a good idea.
And it's beautiful. Make sure you guys check it out.
Thank you.
Such
thank
a good
you.
Idea. Great. Another income source.
For sure.
You got to make income first.
No. SE Content House, Atlanta, Georgia is where we film.
It's a beautiful space.
No, it's a beautiful space. Many different rooms and setups.
It's just so crazy because when I came on y'all show, I was purely talent. You know what I'm saying? It was like, hey, can you show up for this interview? That was my life. A lot of people, hey, can you show up for this interview? And I was teaching on my own. I had my own Sexual Essentials to do what it needs to do on that end. But I was definitely showing up as talent.
Yeah.
And with my show, it's so much more production, which is like where the outlines.
Yeah.
And I know y'all can go off energy and think my anxiety be crazy.
You're like, I need to know what I'm talking about.
But also it's intentional. The point of the show, when I made Sexual Essentials, it was about helping people create the sex life that they wanted.
Okay.
The intimate life that they wanted.
Okay.
The type of pleasure that they imagined or daydreamed about. Yeah. Right. And you know, like whether that's with yourself or with your partner, like when me and B worked together, it was for self pleasure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it was for me, y'all, because I'd had that experience. I was like, well, how do I do this?
No, literally. She was like, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I was like,
I'd be texting her. Y'all gotta go back and watch that episode. It's so much growth. But go back and watch the episode. It's up.
It was a really great episode. And you know, now with the podcast, it's so much more purpose driven.
Yeah,
Sexual Essentials was unintentional. That was me being myself. It was my avenue into healing, and
And, tell us a little bit about that, because I didn't know. Well, I think we talked about it after the show, but the first time you ever mentioned what happened with you and your father was on our podcast.
Yes,
and you had never talked about that publicly. Did you ever talk? Did anybody know privately?
People knew,
Okay.
I had been dealing with it in my private life for, and that's the thing about Sexual Essentials. It was never personal. Okay. Everybody was like, oh, your page has 200,000, this. But I wasn't sharing personal information. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was fact, life, education, whatever.
So for people that haven't seen that episode, give them a little backstory on
my background.
Yeah, that background with you and your father.
So growing up, my dad used to molest me.
Okay.
And my mom knew about it, and they're still together today. So
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And everyone's aware.
Everyone's
aware.
Jesus. And if they weren't aware when the trailer for my podcast dropped, they became aware. Because
your biological father.
Yeah, my daddy.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Same face.
Lord.
Because I feel like you hear that a lot with like stepfathers or mom's boyfriends or uncles or you know, but your biological father.
But you guys had a lot of listeners that had the exact same story as mine.
Wow.
My DMs went crazy, not from the sex part, because we talked about a lot of masturbation, a lot of that. I dropped one line. And what's so crazy is I always said I would never share that information on anyone else's platform. It was too vulnerable for me not to be able to control the narrative of my story, you know? And I dropped that line, and it was like,
well, thank you for trusting us and allowing us to share that with our community.
I'm feeling
safe
enough to say that, because that's not...
And what's so crazy, I have no idea why I did. You know what I mean? But also look at where we are now. And you guys were the first ones that was like, we're gonna record there. Like, you know what I mean? And we barely know each other. You know what I mean? Like, we know each other, but we barely know each other. So it's like, and then now here I am again. And so it's like, you don't know everything. Like, you don't know why I'm telling you to do what you're doing. Just do it.
Just
you
do
know
what it. I mean?
I was just, you couldn't tell me anything. I told the truth. You know what I mean? I was like, I said this. And then, girl, my whole Instagram page got deleted. And
That
was so crazy.
I felt so bad when I saw that. I was like.
She was like, my page is gone. I was like, what?
It was gone. And, you know, as a creative, like, that's sometimes your lifeline. Even if you don't want it to be.
Oh, my God. Even if you don't want it to be. If my Instagram was gone. I mean, I'm to the point now where I have emails and this and that. We have agencies, and you can still go on tour without an Instagram. But it's like, how are people going to know about the tour?
That is,
I promote on social media.
Beyonce sold out a whole tour with one drop. Like, remember when she dropped that album and it just
dropped?
Just a post
on social media,
and that's just her reach. But my reach, you know, the page got deleted, and so it was just like, God, you told me to tell my business on these people internet, and then you deleted this thing. And not saying I didn't have other things set up, but I was just very confused, and I felt very exposed, like you know, a sore that's not healed, and it's just very tender,
just open,
very open. Yeah. And I always said, I'm not going to be broke and telling my business.
Right.
That's too much.
Like,
right. Now, God, I'm going to be vulnerable and you're going to use me. I got to be financially stable now.
Because I need to be able to get on a flight and escape.
Okay.
Right.
So
how old were you when, do you mind going into that?
Ahead.
When that started with your father, when did it stop? Tell us a little bit
about
the background. Yeah.
So I was in middle school.
But
touching started before that. And that feeling that you know how that feeling when you're walking around a creep and you just know that they're not right, no matter how they look, something isn't right. And my dad was a heavy drinker. And for the longest, it was always like, well, I was drinking. And as a child, you don't realize how that fucks up everything. Because if you're telling me that you're doing this because you're drinking, and mom is like, okay, we need to, you know, what do you want to do? If you're 13, what do you think my answer is going to be? I love my family. I want my family to be together.
Right.
And so, you know, it was really difficult for me to come to terms with the fact that my mom gave me that decision, which was not fair.
What do you want to do as far as what?
What do you want me to do about this? Like, I told her, and it looked like she had my back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she wasn't cool with it, to be clear. But also, here we are now. So clearly you are cool with it.
You
know what I mean? So, she was like, what do you want me to do? And I was like, well, I just want us to work it out. Can he not drink anymore? But it wasn't until after I had my child that it set off. I was very triggered.
Whoa, yeah.
I was very triggered. So I had my child at 25, 26. I just had 25th birthday. And 25, because I just had 25th birthday. And my husband at the time was like, you know, you just act like you don't trust me around our child. And like, it was bothering him. And I was like, well, I don't.
Wow.
And I didn't.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know. You know what I mean?
Like, was that his child?
Yeah. We ain't doing nothing. And so, you know, it was Stockholm syndrome all that time. My dad walked me down the aisle at my wedding.
Oh my god!
And I knew what had went on. You know what I'm saying? So, what happened was I got an astrologist. I had heard about an astrologist on another podcast. And I was like, oh, wow, this seems really cool. And I'm down to try anything once, twice, whatever. And so I went to her and she was like, you know, I love that you're doing Sexual Essentials. You're on the right path. Your marriage isn't going to last, but I'll talk to you later. You have a good one.
So you got a divorce.
I ended up getting a divorce. I didn't talk to her for a year because I was like, who are you? I'm thinking I'm happy. I got a baby. I got a business. I'm happily ever after married. And at the end of the day, I was settling for, it wasn't real love. It may have started out that way, but I married the wrong person. He married the wrong person. I married the right person in the fact of he's the most amazing father that I could imagine co-parenting with. But the truth was, we should have never gotten married. I don't know the reason why, but he was the first one to bring it to my attention that I do things that he doesn't like. It was the first time someone put up boundaries with me. And I didn't understand how I was doing things wrong because my mom treat me like that. Like, what are you talking about? My mom talks like me like this. And it's like, honey,
it's not right. That's not okay.
But it's your parents. You love them. They love you. So it's like, when people don't understand, when one thing happens to a child, the reason they take the other children out is because you end up empathizing with the villain. You empathize with your parents.
What do you mean taking the other children out?
When one thing happens, like, so I'm molested. If I told the police, they would have lost all of their children.
Gotcha.
My parents have five children.
And you were the only one?
That you know
okay.
of.
It is that
my,
you know
it
of.
Is, I can only be responsible
okay,
for telling
you.
My story.
I understand.
And so with that being said, it was just, so much brainwashing about what's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. And so you have parents.
Because you learn how to cover up and lie. And
protect.
You're never allowed to tell family business. Mm-hmm. And so no one ever knows. Because you've always been drilled, don't tell family business. And we're talking about, you think you're talking about an address or, but they were talking about everything. No, you don't tell anybody what goes on in our house. Nothing that goes on in the house. DCF had come to our house multiple times. Like, and they did the discipline talk. Like, no, we discipline our children, but da-da-da-da-da. And they asking me and my dumb ass, like, yeah, everything's fine. Like,
you're like,
and I did. I believed it was fine because I thought I thought if people make mistakes, they apologize. Yeah. And we talked about it. And because I wasn't high and I was a big mouth kid.
Yeah.
So I told my mama. So you think that you hand it off to the parent and they're going to handle it properly.
Wow.
Right? So mind you, I done went to college. I didn't got married. Mind you, got married at 22. All red flags. Because, baby, you're not even grown yet.
Right.
This ain't no man I didn't went to high school with and all this stuff. No, like, we got married in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got the divorce, I was just so confused because at that same time, I cut off my parents entirely. I told them, I said, you know, hey, I'm not okay. I said, I've been going to therapy.
Yeah.
And what I found is that I'm not okay with this. We this did not, is not handle okay this properly.
Mm-hmm. Right? Do y'all have a relationship now?
No. I love them. I miss them.
Wow.
This is I forgive. I understand they did everything that they could. Was it good enough? No. But I do believe they did everything they know how to do because we have so many generational patterns that have been repeating themselves. There's so many people that have been touched, and we always invited a molester to the Thanksgiving dinner. And it's just, oh no, you know you can't spend a night at their house. Well, why are they there then?
Then why are they, oh my God.
Why are they
there? So what would prevent you guys from reconciliation? Or do you feel like I can never?
I don't feel like it's a never.
Okay.
You feel like it's more on them though? Like, I've done my part.
I have done my part. And I put down some boundaries. But the biggest thing was that I told them, I said, you know, hey, I need us to go to therapy for this. I need him to stop drinking. And at that time, I hadn't put in my mind that I know hella alcoholics. Hell, I'm 31.
Yeah.
I know plenty of folks that drink. And none of them get to touch in their child.
Mm-hmm.
So again, another validation that we have in this world of misogyny and confusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
an excuse.
Yeah. There's something and not in your you child. Yeah. If that's the case, why wasn't another woman or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
that just reveals that there's something there.
Deeper.
It's something
something been there. And you drink to excuse, you drink so that you can use that as an excuse for doing what you really wanted to do sober.
Wow.
But you use drinking as an excuse.
Wow.
And people do that.
Yeah.
They know that there's something wrong. So they mask it with, they try to self-medicate it with drugs or alcohol or whatever. It could be anything. It doesn't even have to be drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
But then you use that as an excuse, you know, to do what you really want to do sober.
Yeah.
My dad likes to drink and he drinks a lot. And I know that, that's a self, like my empathy for my dad.
Yeah.
I know that that's a self-medication thing because you're in pain.
Yeah.
Like, you are in pain.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that is the only relief that you've been able to find. You know what I mean? In that. And so I can imagine the, you know what I mean?
That, the give and
that
take.
Struggle.
Yeah.
Struggle.
Internal struggle. And I went through that. So when I went to this astrologist, you know, she asked me, and mind you, I grew up in the church. My dad's a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
So
is astrology, is that like a psychic?
It's no, like you're Aries.
Astrology. Got it. Okay.
So like, you know, weather, all that, right? So I tell people all the time, it's not a religion, it's a tool, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That has nothing to do with God and all the, it has nothing to do with that. But long story short, that's how I got into sex, was my entryway to finding her because I had sexual essentials.
Mm.
You know, without sexual essentials, I would have never had that podcast. It was a podcast I was on that I found out about her.
Okay.
Went to her, and when she read my chart, she was like, you know, hey, what went on around these areas of family? She was like, was your brother touching you? Was your dad? She said, who? She said, somebody got something going on. She said, and your mama didn't do nothing. So who? She said, just clear it up for me because I'm just a little muggy.
Wow.
That lady did not know me from a can of paint. Her name is Gigi, right?
Wow.
I've been with her for 4 years. Whoa. And we've been to this point now.
Mm.
So I was like, oh no, we worked that out. I said, this what happened. And I'm talking fine and crying, nothing. I'm like, oh, this what happened. Tell my da da da, this how we handled it. And she was like, okay. And she said, okay. Went on to the next things. So when my marriage broke down, you know, she was coaching me through that, but I cut my parents off because I found out more information.
Mm.
After I had already went to do my own therapy and was on a path of trying to reconcile with them and try to put down my boundaries. what I had to learn was that there was not a boundary enough to make me feel safe around someone mm-hmm. that was not willing to stop doing certain things or actually get the help they needed.
Get the help
not
they while needed. I have a child.
So he still drinks to this day.
I have no idea what he
does. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But did I know they ever at the apologize? Time that I've always gotten apologies.
Oh, wow.
There was never not an apology.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So you there was accountability mean? In there, it.
Nobody never not believed me.
Wow.
Mm. Not one person not believed me.
Wow. Mm.
And I think that's kind of wild.
And I you right. think that, that you think that hurts more.
It's like, just, well, y'all know
it's so, girl.
Because what would you have wanted? You said you just wanted him to stop drinking. That would have made it.
And it would have done nothing. Mm. It would have done nothing. It would not have fixed the generational mm-hmm. patterns because at the end of the day, I was not facing the real issues,
yeah.
which is one, why is my mother in such a state that she feels like she has to stay with this man who is touching her children?
Jesus, mm. Jesus.
Right?
Jesus.
And then also, how has that messed up that child? But because I'm such a high functioning, even with anxiety, mm-hmm. even with the depression, even with, you know, and successful, mm-hmm. right? People don't notice,
yeah.
right? So I've yeah. always been able to walk the walk and talk the talk and always performed and always thought I was happy, but I always was drinking as well.
Wow.
And so when I told them, I called my astrologist and I said, he's still drinking. It slipped up that he was still drinking. And I was like, I'm done. And she was like, Samaya, and she was trying to get me to, I hadn't really understood forgiveness yet.
Mm.
And she said, Samaya, do you drink? I said, yeah. She's like, well, you know, you keep saying you want to stop drinking, you know, can you do it? And I didn't know. And I didn't even realize, like, I always thought I was a lightweight. That's what we say. We say,
you're a lightweight. I'm yeah, a lightweight. Have a little shot, have a little drink.
Yeah, I'm a lightweight. But first of all, I wasn't drinking light.
You're like, I'm a heavyweight.
Right, right. I was a heavyweight
champ.
For sure.
A heavyweight champ.
I was a heavyweight champ. And I said, okay. And I was like, you know what? You're right. And so I just started working on that instead of thinking about them. I was like,
yeah.
you know what? Let me work on me. And so I was like, let me try to stop drinking. And I'm talking about, mind you, I cut off my parents and my divorce was happening in 29. He left Thanksgiving week of 2019. My parents, we had a hard cut off, a really big falling out December 2019. And then COVID started. That March. So I was in the house alone. I was going through bottles of Tito's. If y'all want to sponsor the house, though, because the house is open bar, you're more than welcome to. I don't drink no more, but don't mess it up for everybody else. I'm talking about bottles of Tito's. Like, and in my mind, it's like, it's gluten-free. This is not going to be too many calories.
Not a big deal.
Put a little bit of wine.
A little lime.
Yeah. Little lime, little water. Yep. And this is light, right?
Yep.
It's a skinny drink.
It's skinny. And give me a skinny margarita.
For sure.
And I called my friend one day and I said, my liver is hurting.
Jesus.
And I hadn't told nobody I was drinking it much. Like, one of them, my friend Dara, she's been with me since the very jump. And she was like, you know, I saw bottles, but I wasn't, you know, it's not my business. I'm just there. And I thank God for the people that he has put around me mm-hmm. that have been able to have the capacity for me at the levels that I've been at.
Wow.
I really do thank him for that. Mm. But I called her and I said, I'm not okay. And at that point, I didn't have the control. And I was always one of those people that thought discipline could fix anything.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'm not going to drink liquor. I'm just going to drink champagne and wine.
Mm-hmm.
You can get drunk off champagne.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But at the
wine
end of the day,
would tear you up.
Tear
and be
you
on the toilet.
Up.
So
tear you up.
So I'm drinking all, you know, and I'm like, I'm done. And so I try to cut back and things like that. But at the end of the day, the way that I was feeling,
yeah,
I did not want to live. And I could not find the happiness.
Wow,
and
wow,
I was trying so hard.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I was scared to live without liquor.
Yeah.
Because what if I don't?
What if I don't like
what if I don't
how
like
I feel?
It? And
yeah.
I didn't like how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. And so at the end, like you said, that liquor was numbing me. And I'm not saying like, y'all, if you drink, you got issues. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying
you're
for
using
me,
it as a coping mechanism.
Yeah. And you're using it as medicine.
To depend on it.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
That's a problem. Yeah.
So what I noticed was now I'm working with this astrologer. And mind you, she's a life coach. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to, it's not even all about that. Like the same tools I was getting from some of the EMDR therapy and things like that.
That's what I want to do.
What
oh my
that?
Gosh. EMDR?
It's like a deep, deep, deep therapy where like you have to go and think back on some deep, like it's a very intense, deep work.
And to
like
pull up things out of your
mind.
It's
a certain type of therapy.
Yeah.
Every person that I know has done it is like,
it's powerful.
It's so powerful,
wow.
But it is very difficult. When I started going to the therapist about all of this with my parents, I didn't even tell them that I was having issues. She was like, "How?" I said, "Look, I got I'm a sex worker. Yeah. I'm in sex education. Yeah. I ain't got no insurance. I need this as cheap and as quick as possible. She said, let's do MDR and just get out the way. The fact that she ain't back down scared me. So I was like, what is it? Like, and she's like, we're going to relive. I want you to tell me the story as many times. That's what you're going to do.
That's what you did. Oh, I did that with my aunt.
That's what, with your aunt.
I talked about retell the story over and over. Mind you, we're talking about every detail. And every time, more details would come out. And it was just like, you listening to yourself. This is how your parents treated you. This, what did you have to say? And I said, they fucked up. I had, and it hurt me because they had taught me to be so loyal. They had conditioned me.
To be like, it's okay.
It's a version of Stockholm Syndrome.
What is that?
Stockholm, you ever saw the news and it was like, oh, this girl ran away and they found her just playing out on a porch one day, like somewhere else. And they like, why you ain't run away? You've been living in this for so long. You're comfortable.
Got you.
You are comfortable in the chaos.
Got you.
You comfortable in the mess.
Got you.
The thing that's you know, and what'd you say on one of them episodes? You meet the toxic guy and it's like, oh, it feels so good.
It feels so
good.
It's comfortable. It's comfortable.
And you know, and the nice guy feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm a just do champagne or just do this, just do that. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that I could use discipline to get out of that. Mm-hmm. And I just gave up. And my therapist is like, you can just not drink
at all.
Mm-hmm. And somebody else had to give me permission. I was like, that mean I'm weak, da 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 da. People tell you, all you got to do is work out. All you got to do is do this. All you got to do is do. Mm-hmm. Every person in my family that has been molested, raped, all of that, liquor was involved.
Wow.
And so your body keeps the score.
Yeah.
Your body keeps the score. And even if it wasn't from my directness, that from dad and then all the other stories, right? Mm-hmm. My body don't take well because that's a trigger.
Yeah, it's a trigger. Liquor is still
smell,
a trigger.
The smell and even what it did and where it made my mind go. But I'm not in control of my healing. Therefore, I can't control the triggers.
Wow. Wow. You know?
So, that's deep. So when I stopped drinking, what I learned was I was hanging around people that didn't like me. Now, I thought I had got rid of the person that didn't like me, which I thought was my husband. And when I say don't like me, it didn't mean he was just like mean or just bashful.
Yeah. He's like, you just don't like who I am. Yeah. That's how my marriage was. I'm like, you don't like me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, you just don't like me. Yeah.
He didn't like who I was. So we... And that's fine. I was healing and changing to a different person. So I get that. But I just found I was hanging around a lot of people. So it's like, you keep having a drink because you can't stand these motherfuckers you hanging around. Mm. You don't like them not.
You don't even like them.
Because they don't like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm acting weird or acting kind of awkward. You know when you're around somebody that's comfortable in who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
You can feel it because they're not really trying to change or nothing. Yeah. You can tell when people change when they talk to you or they're not really that laxed or whatever. So there's signs and I was not comfortable. And so not drinking is going to be a year in July 19th. It'll be a year.
Oh, yay. Don't say that lightly.
I know, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal.
Good for you.
Yeah, and it's just... It took some time and I feel things way more, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm happy.
And you're facing it head on.
Facing
like,
it
if
very
I feel this,
on.
Don't like this, I'm facing it without liquor and the truth.
Not drinking changed the things that you used to like, now you don't like anymore. Mm. Has it changed your socially?
Not really. I will say that it changed my honesty about my purpose. Mm. When I came on you guys' show, I stopped drinking like a couple months later. Mm-hmm. Then the Instagram and everything just went to hell. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yo, I didn't quit drinking. I didn't told my business.
You're like, I'm doing the right things.
I'm doing the right things. And you know, we get into this victim mode feeling like something happening to you, not for you.
For you.
Right.
You know,
right,
and you know better.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I was confused because I do have a child and I have to take care of this child.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, whatever. And really it was like, okay, now your mind is clear. What do you want? What do you want, somebody?
What do you really want?
And I would get so upset in therapy and I would like, you know, this is just ridiculous. And that like, and I'm talking about like a little brat and not like excessive, like I'm knocking shit over.
Right.
But
right.
I'm showing out and it's like, oh, I can't talk right now. Oh, we got to reschedule this session. What are you avoiding?
What are you avoiding?
You know? And it was like, I want to be a star. And it was like, Tell me more about that. What you say? Therapists do. They ask you the question.
They ask you the question. You pull it out. You say stuff out of your own mouth. Like, well, I am addicted to that.
I do
since
like
you want to harass me about
right.
it.
Yeah, I do like likes.
I do.
Yes, that is a problem.
It is. And it was like.
Like validation.
It was.
She's having a whole moment.
I'm sorry.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
But everybody make attention seem bad. Everybody mm-hmm. makes attention seem like it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's negative attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I was like, you know, I want to tell my story. I want a TED Talk about mm-hmm. this. I want to talk about boundaries changing your life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So my parents had no boundaries with me. Therefore, I never had a boundary with any other person.
Else.
Almost every nigga mm-hmm. I dated after them was trash. No matter which way you spin it.
Yeah.
It was them letting me walk over them or me or them walking over mm-hmm. me or resembling certain aspects. At the end of the day, if my right and wrong spectrum is off because I think my parents are okay, the type of people and how they measure up with will always be off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I stopped fucking. That's what happened.
How long have you been?
So you've been celibate.
No. No.
What's that?
No, celibate means you're making a choice to not do anything, things like that. No, just making better choices.
She's like,
I just haven't been doing it as much.
I would love for the, I know this is the Lord's platform and all of these things.
It's a real platform.
Be very clear. I want healthy intimacy.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
and that aligns a lot. A lot of times people are going celibate because they want healthy intimacy or they're waiting until marriage.
Yeah.
Personally, I got to test drive that car before I buy it.
I don't know if I have to test drive it or not. I've been celibate, but not because I'm waiting till marriage.
You're like, I'm not with anybody.
Right. I'm not with anybody. Or I'm not dating anybody that I feel like is worth even going
that direction.
That direction with. Yeah. So I understand that.
for me, it was just boundaries. It was like, is this person worth doing this for? Like, now I have clarity. Mm. I have full clarity. So the things that I used to be okay with, not okay with anymore. Still super sex positive. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are like, you know, you ain't got no stories. I can tell you some old ones. I got stories for days. And I'm not ashamed of any of those things. But what I would do now, it's not the what I would do. It's who I would do it with. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Still nasty.
That's real. But just, no, for sure.
Boom, nasty,
still
healthy.
Still a freak.
I mean, healthy nasty.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. It's a freak in a healthy way.
Still a freak, but.
Bob, Billy, Joe.
Not with Bob, Billy, Joe.
Not all of them. You got to pick one. The healthy
She was
one.
Like, I want to be with somebody healthy.
I want to be with somebody healthy.
And you're probably able to see more clearly now who is healthy and who's not healthy because you're healthy.
From doing your healing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's it.
And so,
that's
it. And being very conscious that there has to be a person that's in their purpose as well. Mm. So when I stopped drinking, I was really asking her, I was like, well, why can't I just go back to wine? I mean, wine vineyards are great.
Yeah.
I think I should be a part. And she was like, somebody was coming up for you. If you drink, you ain't going to be able to handle it. You're going to mess it up. I was like, well, shit, what's coming?
Yeah.
Right? So I called Carla. So I called Carla and I said, I think I need to do a podcast. She said, girl, I've been waiting on you to call me. She was like, when you want to do it? And where you want to do it? And I was like, well, I don't know, but I'm going to get my own spot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the week after the Instagram page got deleted. I'm in Vegas. I took myself to Vegas to feel better, to see Usher. Because, sure. I mean, he fixes all problems, right?
For sure.
And I called her from the hotel room. I took myself on a self-love vacation just to just recenter. And I was like, I want to start my podcast and I'm going to do it in my own spot. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do every week somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got no kids.
I mean,
you know how much it is.
Yeah.
You know how much it is going back and forth every week. And so I said, I'm going to get a location. We're going to bulk record. I said, that's what I'm going to do. We're going to bulk record. And she said, well, where? I said, well, I'm going to get my own spot. She said, you got it? Yeah. I said, no. I said, you book me the first location. Next time, we're going to record in mine.
Mm. Yeah.
And I closed on this spot December 16th, 2022.
That's so dope.
And then we did all of this.
Yeah.
And then it just...
You've been consistent with your podcast.
My podcast has come out every week since January 1st. It dropped...
Wow.
The trailer dropped January 1st.
Yay.
And I went in and told the very truth, like, about my dad in that clip.
Wow,
and you're still
wow.
getting Samaya, still getting the sex, still getting education. So that show is about how people create the life they want.
Yeah.
So I'm interviewing the people that I use when it came to me healing, the therapists, the techniques, because some of that was physical
that.
Healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just telling stories about people that it's not really interviews.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's more
so
we need to hear this story and we need to talk about this topic and your insight matters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of pivoting and a lot of me recognizing that God is giving me something heavy because I asked for my plate to be full, but more than that, because I can't handle it. It's just about having the emotional responsibility to not go crazy because it's going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I questioning things because it's not going right? Like, it's so many things that have come up just with doing this space. It's very triggering to see the house, the content house. It's on Shade Room. It's on Spiritual Word. It's all up you guys' pages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And business-wise and rollout wise, I'm still struggling.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is this still heavy? Why am I concerned with the schedule with my child? Like, how am I? I don't know if I can do all of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As everybody's like, oh, this is great. This is great.
You're like, yeah.
But the things that it's nobody knows how heavy it is.
Yep.
You know
running
what I mean?
A full time business, a new business at that. Like, people think you just start something and it pops. Like, you know, we've been gracious to be able to make money soon with no for sure, but it still is like, we're not really spending that money.
Yeah, no.
That money is going back into the business, production, merch, this, that. You know what I mean? So
And then add the vulnerability on top of it. That's a lot to carry at once. Like the financial burden, the content burden, the vulnerability. And then
on
your,
camera
then your content is vulnerable.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, people don't understand. Like, a lot of people have podcasts and it's about a specific topic, you know, but when you go on and you're exposing yourself, that's a lot of weight that you feel. Cause then it opens you up for people to being like, I went through the same thing. And so you're getting a lot of this income trauma because people are like, I'm dealing with this and I feel like you can help me.
Or now you got to become a safe space.
So now now you're a safe place for people.
Yeah.
And that's a,
or they look at you like a savior.
Yeah.
Like, they want all the advice and knowledge. It's like, I don't know either.
You're like, I'm still on step
one. I'm doing
one.
My best.
When you talk about the savior part, that I think was one of the final things that I really had to learn. And like, you know, no one owes you anything. You know that God owes you nothing, that if you did nothing else, that you've done enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that. But for me, it was like being deleted off the internet made me have to reevaluate where is your value?
Mm-hmm. Where is your value?
Now, yep. But you can Google me and I'm there, but that's not what's hurting you. Yeah. It's the validation that you're missing.
Yep.
It's the,
yep.
So you've gotten mixed FOMO, up somewhere.
Somewhere.
You've gotten yep. mixed up somewhere, yep. right?
Yep.
I got that Instagram page back a couple weeks ago. After I done got over every lesson that I'm like.
You're like after
I was like, and now you're
there
ready.
There you go.
And now you go. Now you can't. Now you guess what? Now I don't give a damn about that. Like,
right.
I,
you don't
you
care.
Want the marketing. Right. But yep. at the end of the day, I realized like if you hold value,
yep.
you will continue to hold your spot.
Yep.
And maybe it's time to tell yourself you're not of the value that you think that you are, Miss Mama. You know what I'm saying? It's somebody you can do better. You're
that
not humbling. So why are you not striving for better? Because you're not admitting you don't that you want to be a star, but you don't know how to be that. Your purpose and your story is that. Open your mouth.
Your truth is your stardom.
Your truth is your stardom, ooh, right? Wee. So now, guess what? Now we get into it. Now the house that had, 500 million views and just before we even, even fully open and launch and things like that.
Yeah.
You said you wanted the views. Now what?
Now learning,
it was never about the views. Yeah. It was about giving creatives a safe space to create. And me also saying, you know what? I do have value. I need to push myself harder because something bigger is possible for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a single 31-year-old woman with a son.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought of owning almost $1 million house is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the things I've had to sacrifice to say, no, I believe in this, is I feel like he's put it on my shoulders to say, can you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle it? I need to make sure you can handle it before the good stuff comes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like, I know we got to go real quick, but a part of your purpose that has shifted is your story behind your trauma that happened in your life. Being more vulnerable with that. Or I know you said you've been pivoting. What do you feel like your purpose, you thought your purpose was, or compared to what you feel like it is now?
I think it's always been that. I think it's always been helping people create the life they want.
Okay.
That means providing communication skills.
Okay.
Providing the verbiage.
Okay.
So we can tell the truth. Because what I was doing with Sexual Essentials was giving people the words to express to their partner, hey, I'm not sexually satisfied.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Got you.
But then with content, I'm giving a space for authentic and real content to come up and that to be the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many educators, therapists, and everything else that have real life customers don't know how to make content. They 40 years old.
Right.
But now we have all these internet therapists and internet this, internet that have if the internet shut down today, like it did for me, are you a motivational speaker when the Instagram go down?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or have you never been booked for a motivational speaker?
Right.
So you're really not a motivational.
You have so many internet jobs.
Right.
There are so many jobs that they've never actually done that job to a person in real life.
In person, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's why I had to be checked. And so when God took away the social media, it took me a while to realize, baby, you're still out there. It's still there, Google, but you viral on everybody else's platform except your own.
Wow.
Why are you giving away your power?
Yeah.
Right? And so it was like, okay, I see what you're saying. And so now this space, this content house, people can show up, people that are doing work that we need to know more about, and they show up as talent.
Mm.
And they can afford it. If you're serious.
Yeah.
If you talking about stuff with your homegirl on the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and you ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't not like we ain't doing the same thing, right? But if you're not really trying to do something with it, you're going to be like, oh, that's expensive. But production is expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
It is so expensive, y'all.
At this point, I'm just trying to be honest.
I'm dry. Ain't got another dime. No.
Like, it's expensive.
It is.
It's expensive.
I was tired. But then when I thought about it, like, as talent, I was tired of that, too. I didn't like feeling like I'm going on set and nobody knows who I am yet. I don't like going on set and people not speaking to me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? In this house, y'all feel the energy? Mm. Like, it's good energy. Everybody matters here.
Yeah.
Because I don't care how much talent you got. If they don't cut them clips, if that audio ain't right, if those visuals ain't right.
Everybody.
It takes
everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The interior designer, the video, like that mattered to me.
Yeah.
Creating a safe place. If content is king now, I got my boundaries have changed around it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm just, it had to be something extraordinary. It was SE content, something extraordinary content. I needed extraordinary content. I got tired. Like, I got tired of my own shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
right.
when the real change comes in. When you stick at you.
Yeah. And proving that in the way you came back. He was like, I'm tired of this. So I have to come back with a bang.
Seriously. You be sick of you. That's the only time you really change.
That's
when you get sick of you.
Time you change.
When old folks used to be like, when you get sick and tired,
you've been
sick and tired. I get it now.
It's the boundaries.
Yeah.
It's the boundaries. Like, what you allow, if you allow that at work, then that's what you allow. So do you want to work there? Or not.
Yep.
If it's not, quit. You don't know how you're going to do it, but I promise you, if it's not where you're supposed to be, you're not going to get there anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Wasting time.
So it's like, do you really believe in what's meant for you? And it's so trying, but it's like, I get it. Mm-hmm. And you kind of just release and you just let go and you say, I'm going to follow this story. Even if you don't know what's next, what I do know is that you can't get nothing else if your hands are full.
Yeah.
So if something doesn't fit, respect your own boundaries and it will guide you where you need to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if that don't work for you, even if you don't know what's next, you got to say, I have to at least honor that.
Yeah.
You know?
And we're not talking about, deep within you, like this don't work for you.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, this is annoying today. Or
not your feeling,
not your surface feelings. We're talking about like this deep, like, this is just not working.
Yeah, that's how I felt about my marriage.
That's how I,
You too.
That is a whole other episode.
I'm proud of you, I love you. I'm proud of you. And thank you for making this like, you know, our new home, a great space for this to be where we film.
Because baby, we was only filming in LA. We
weren't
effing around.
I saw y'all flying around and I said, the mileage,
but
honey.
It's the crew, the quality. Yeah. Like we were willing to risk that because the crew that we have in LA is dope. They're quality crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every other person we were working with here, besides Warren,
Warren.
I'm like, not Warren. Warren's like, watch
we're
it.
Like, yeah, there's
cute.
There's quality
Warren
in LA.
Keep it cute. Now,
I will delete all the these episodes. Yeah. None of them will
not
make
Warren,
it.
But there were other crews that we had tried in Atlanta, just did not work. It was so bad.
Trash.
So it was like, we're just gonna go. But so when you had this and the episodes came out, they were fine.
We were
everything.
Like,
I was
great.
Like,
she came in from the airport. I'm on my way.
Seriously, this is
what's
fine.
So crazy is that day that we recorded, Warren was our videographer today.
Yeah.
I was sitting with y'all.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that crazy, just full circle.
Yeah. Full circle. Have shot with so many different people from so many places. And
but we got our West Coast team and our East.
Yeah,
Eastern
and
team.
Warren's not going anywhere.
Aaron.
Again.
Warren.
Just keep your ass here.
That's it.
It's just so crazy because you have no idea what's meant for you. But if you don't acknowledge or tell the truth about what it is that you want, life can't give it to you.
Yeah.
Can't nobody give it to you. But make sure that you add value for what you're asking for.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you add value? Stop saying that people being bougie. Stop saying you can't get in contact with them.
What is your
value? Network across.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because if you add value, they're going to answer.
Yep.
Or if they don't need it, they don't need it.
Yeah.
What are your, that's boundaries.
Boundaries.
And if it offends you, maybe you ain't got no boundaries.
Boundaries,
wow.
You know, boundaries changed my goddamn life.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
It's just,
good.
You know.
Good.
So.
I love that.
I love
but
you.
I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
For coming
we
through.
Appreciate
like,
you for letting
I
us.
I met so many people and getting to see more. It's just, it's really amazing. Because I thought I was coming over to talk about rub coochies one day. And
got into something so deep.
We got
that
into
first
something.
Episode.
I know.
We got into something so much deeper and just, you know.
And I'm glad that opened up
something for you.
Yeah, even you being obedient and saying that on a public platform for millions of people to see.
Girl almost passed out.
It was crazy. It wasn't like you were like, y'all, can y'all delete that?
No, she wasn't like cutting. She was
EMDR
like, I said
work.
It.
Girl, EMDR, because you're repeating things over and over and over again, it becomes a memory.
Right.
No more emotion.
It's just
my
memory.
Past life.
Yeah.
I am destined for amazingness to tell people.
Did you do that here in Atlanta?
No, I did it in Florida, but also she did it over the phone.
EMD.
I have an episode with Sheila Marie, Asa's wife. She's really big into healing.
Okay.
And we did a lot of the same techniques and things like I've done every acupuncture.
Right. You're like, I want to heal.
I never felt happiness until I chose to do what the hell I'm supposed to do.
Right.
I could not get happy.
Right.
I could not. I'm talking about when bank account was at six figures, like savings at six figures. Checkings at six figures, right? Kid doing everything in my life.
Not happy.
Was going right.
You're like,
but I still felt a void. And I didn't know what. And so I thought like, maybe I'm crazy. So you have a little drink. And it's like, okay, that fixes it. Just knocks it off. But no matter
what. And how is your spiritual journey? I don't want to say religious, but do you believe in?
Of course I believe
in
God.
Okay.
I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. And I say that not because I don't go to church or won't go to church.
Yeah.
But I know that I'd rather have something here.
Yeah.
We do things like that before I go to the church every single week. My work is talking to people that's not in the church.
Yeah.
And talking to people that just need to understand that they're allowed to have different versions of their spirituality.
Got you.
I need my ancestors. When people like ancestors, oh, what about God? You know, that's your grandma, right? Mm-hmm. The one that's tatted on your arm, that's your ancestor.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a problem with saying ancestor because you don't know what it means or how to use it. my family has made some mistakes. I need all that. I need to, you know what I'm saying? I need to feel where to fix it.
Yeah. And so where to break those generational curses.
Where to break the generational curse.
And I say patterns because curse mean it ain't ending. My baby will never. My baby has a life
that.
That boy woke up and asked me to go to Puerto Rico for his birthday the next day. And I was like, doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You're six.
You're six. Wow.
Can we go to Puerto Rico tomorrow? Wow. What?
Right.
We didn't go. We went to the beach, but you know, like it's
I'll get you some sand.
Right. Yeah, get you a little sand. Yeah. Like
go to Lake Lanier.
That's as close to Puerto Rico you're going to get today.
If you don't, come on, I'm going to go to this fifth floor with the amenities.
Look here. A little jump. Go to the little jumping place. But, you know, it's just, he will never live the life that I did. And so it's like, this has to be heavy, Samaya, because you said that you want a child that don't, this ends. It ends with me.
Yeah, I'm tired of me.
We need to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's easy, you guys. If you are going through something or have went through something, if you're not okay, it's perfectly fine to not be okay.
And nobody is saying that this is our lives and we're on this platform. Nobody is saying you have to put a camera up and tell the truth on YouTube either.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about if that's where it gets you and that's where God has called you to do, cool. But it starts with you telling the truth to yourself.
To yourself.
And in your home, in your family, in your community, in your village, before you go to millions. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you have to jump on the internet either.
Yeah.
But it starts with the self-healing, like in your community and your home.
You need to be able to do it with you.
Yes.
You need to be able to be truthful. And I think that's the one of the first places we're not truthful is with ourselves. Like being fully honest, like fully honest with what you are experiencing, what you have experienced, what happened to you, what didn't happen to you, what didn't happen for you, all those things, being honest about it with yourself. And then starting there. But putting up a camera, that ain't going to fix it.
That ain't going to fix anything.
That's not going to fix it.
Let me tell you, you ain't ready for what come with that.
Yeah.
So heal first.
Oh my God. I almost threw up. You are not
heal first.
Ready for that.
Start the healing journey. Because I'm still healing. I'm not going to say I'm healed.
Oh my God.
Start the healing journey.
You cannot do that in front of a camera.
You can't.
And I feel like it's so many
shows.
People need to put their cameras down.
Yeah.
Hide all the mics.
The phones.
People need to put their phones down.
I couldn't even get on certain shows until recently.
That's crazy. So,
but not even that. It's because it wasn't time. There was like, it was like, oh, here's my resume. This is what I've done. I deserve to be on that show. I deserve to be on something that somebody else has worked for. And it's just like, reality check, ma'am. You know, you're not even doing what you're supposed to be doing. And they should trust their purpose with you.
With you? Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
So it was like, I did what I was supposed to do. And I'm talking about just chilling out. And it's like, hey, you want to do... I've been calling you for 5 years. Yes.
Wow.
Like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And so it's just like, I have space for you to be who you need to be as soon as you're ready to accept it.
I put that on my last post. It was a little swipe that we have on the Know For Sure Quotes page.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Know For Sure Quotes. Follow us. Know For Sure Quotes. Know For Sure Quotes. But it said, sometimes we feel like we're waiting on God, but God is waiting on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you said, you know, like, I've been calling you for 5 years. It's like, I was waiting on you to choose to heal.
Yeah.
And
now you ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes y'all think y'all waiting on God, but he's waiting on you to take that next step towards your freedom and your purpose, healing and your purpose before he can give you what you've been praying for.
Yeah.
Or you waiting on a celebrity to answer your DM.
Right. It's like.
Not saying that I ain't got nothing that's hanging out there in the universe that, you know. But, you know.
But still.
But, you know, it's still, there's, you guys, this. I'm tired of the inauthentic content.
Mm.
I'm tired of people acting like someone owes them something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking from just criticism. I'm talking from a place of I had to check myself. Like,
experience.
Because
it's
easy to say what we're not with until life tries you.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's time to cut out the judgment and just get into your purpose. And I promise you, it will unlock every single thing that is here for. And everybody's purpose is not to be a celebrity, you guys.
Right.
And if you've really
contrary,
done it,
it's a
popular belief.
And it doesn't really feel like you're a celebrity most times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to come to the concert house, though, because we can train you good and we can you blame.
There be food, drinks,
we tagged
everything
them on Instagram.
Ready.
All our reels, they're tagged. Okay.
So I love this.
I love this.
I love where you are. I love where you are.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. I love where you are.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for
you. And it's only going to continue to
good for
expand
you.
And grow and deepen and And so I'm happy where you are. Like, that's, I feel good that you are in that place.
Yeah. This is so crazy. Yeah. This is, life is just so crazy. The validation I asked for before, it wasn't real. Like, you add, you want real validation. Yeah. So it's like people that you respect their careers. Like, B has a, you know, I just met you, man, but B has a 10. Long,
you know, absolutely. That people don't be respected, and y'all need to respect it. People don't get me in my old bag.
Oh my gosh.
Because that's something I don't play with.
Like, stop.
No, but for real, like, she's been in the
game. I love when you stick up for me like that, babe.
She's been in the game for a long time. And I don't think people,
it's crazy.
People don't respect or reverence the decade plus that she's been in this space.
And have no grace for the sakes.
I'm just like, I don't demand it. I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but it's like, no, you have been in this space.
And stayed relevant.
Yes, for over a decade.
Over. Been doing content for 15 years.
That's
She said, give me my 15. What?
Yeah. But you know, yeah, Instagram has been like 10 years. But like, Lord, MySpace? It's like, you know, girl, that's a whole nother top eight.
Pinterest.
Did y'all have Bebo?
Tumblr?
Bebo?
What's Bebo?
Maybe it was a Midwest thing.
No, I didn't have Bebo.
I understand. Same with
Tumblr?
I had Black Planet.
Musical.ly. Yeah.
But, you know, just reinventing yourself and understanding that when you don't put a cap on where God is sending you and don't put a cap on what your purpose is meant for or for what your kids are able to have, like, go the long way.
He said,
go the long way.
Up. If you, shut it up.
That's Warren's shut third up. Time.
Warren,
he said,
leave us alone. Don't you put that up
Warren, no, you're doing great, Warren. You're doing
Warren you're said, because if I don't put it up,
he said,
you were going to get me.
He got his face like the camera was not turned to. But no, like, seriously. So, but thank you again for having me. It really feels full circle. And
it does. That's so crazy.
I don't even think y'all know how y'all part of my story.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know
that was
going
to be a part of my story. I swear I was just so happy that she was talking about just it felt something.
Right.
Just felt a little,
know, like, at least I'm so happy you are touching and feeling and
in a orgasming. Safe place. And in a safe place, because imagine, like, even if you had a different sex person on here, like, especially with your platform going to more like your religion and just like your spiritual journey of things. Yeah. I'm a spiritual sexual person. Yeah. Like, people are like, well, what is that?
Right.
But, you know what I mean?
Right,
but, you know, it's not in, oh, just do anything with anybody. Yeah. No, I believe in, you can make magic with people that are magic. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
I just think that.
I love that.
If y'all take anything else away, just have some accountability for the fact that you're not perfect and have grace for that. The only reason you probably have difficulty accepting accountability or saying, you know what, I really need to work on that, is because someone has condemned you or said, you do that wrong, and that's how you approach it now. That's what you do to yourself, and it's most likely what you do to others. So have a level of kindness, a level of grace, because if you have boundaries, you don't have to be rude. You can say, hey, unfortunately, that doesn't work for me.
Wow.
And you can say it kindly. You can say, hey, I actually need you to work on this before we have this type of opportunity. Here are the branches where you can reach out, da 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 da. Like, it doesn't have to be, girl, no, you ain't, da da da. Like, it doesn't have to be that way. Learning more vocabulary.
Right. You know,
and it doesn't have to
extending
be.
Extending your vocabulary.
It doesn't have to be huge words, y'all. I'm not a wordologist.
Right.
But I will say that finding more ways to put my sentences together and ask myself, why am I saying it this way? Delete. Yeah. Like, it'll take me sometimes an hour to respond to a DM because I'm like, oh, this hoe just tried me. But
for sure.
But I think they're excited. My job is doing what it's supposed to do. Let me reframe that and guide them into the correct place. I don't have to say yes to not be mean. I can just say, hey, this is how I prefer to do it or whatever. And it's just,
good,
you know,
you.
I love that.
It's really you. Good. So,
I'm sleepy,
baby.
I had two thoughts because I feel like you did that with me through our text. And it was so polite, though. But I was about to say, what do you know for sure? And what are you saying no to for sure? But I had that thought about you having boundaries in one of our conversations recently about the SE content. And you were like, well, these are the options below. I was like, okay. You know? But it wasn't.
She's like, thanks. That's so nice.
Yeah, I don't be caring. I'll be like, I don't care. If somebody cuts me out, I'll be like, they didn't mean it. You know, but you didn't do that at all. But you were very polite. Very polite. And boundaries doesn't mean rude, y'all.
No,
it doesn't
mean
attitude. But I feel like, you know, you communicate like that business-wise with the content house. And it's helpful. It's like, well, these are the options. Well, let me choose an option. We ain't got to think about it. We got three options. It's A, like, B, or C.
Pick one.
I said A. She's like, great. See you tomorrow. Good night. It is that simple. So we love you. What do you know for sure? That's what are you hilarious. Saying no to for sure before we get out of here?
I am saying no to putting a cap on my potential, my purpose, and what can or cannot be, because mm-hmm. it can go either way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what I know for sure.
That's wisdom right there. Mm-hmm. Can and can't.
Yes. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's going to be some no's in there. And what I know, K-N-O-W, know for sure is that when you at your lowest, the only place that you can go is up. And that is life. It has it. Even when you breathe, you take a breath out.
Yep.
Your body calms down at that breath in. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn to be calm regardless, because that story is going to stay the same. All you can do is regulate how you respond in a more healthy way.
Yeah.
Live okay. You have no idea what is meant for you.
Yeah.
We hope that it's something great, but what if it's difficult?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if it's not for you? What if it's for your child?
Right, right.
What I know is when you are at your lowest, a high is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so, good.
You know,
because I've been at my lowest.
What?
I've been in some low places.
Baby, we in it. It's so.
Ooh. It's, I have been in some lows. Lows. I mean, under the ground.
I'm so excited for you, Megan. I'm always excited for you. You be, but you know, be be like, y'all don't know, my best friend is amazing. Megan Ashley, say the Ashley.
She's for sure. I'm like, say the Ashley, please.
And
it's Megan
more,
Ashley.
The Not more Megan. That I've gotten to know her, is just like, she is a beautiful person.
Yeah.
And just watching some of the things that she's shedding has been a little difficult,
and
but it's like,
into who God called you to be.
Like, who is he about to be?
Ooh, yeah. Who are
am
you?
I about
who
to be?
Are you?
I wish I knew.
Who is she?
That gross.
So.
Yeah. Get witty or get lost. I'm hustling like Rick Ross.
Oh my God.
I mean, no. But thank you guys so much
we
again.
Love you.
Sitting on my couch.
I know.
Me.
She's like sitting on
it's
my
It's like,
shit.
What are we going to be like when we're 40?
Girl, on a rocking chair.
No.
At 40? Oh, 40. That's young. See, I'm sleepy.
I'm just saying, all the wisdom. You're 31, we're 33. All that, you know what I'm saying?
Tabitha Brown.
Yes, Harvey. I can't wait. Tabitha
Every
Brown.
Time I listen to their story,
I'm like,
it's
yes.
like, see, I'm at a low, so that means my next thing got to be hot. Baby, they have been in the game for 20 years.
Right.
Who
right.
do you think you are?
Right. Mm-hmm. And most people don't pop really till they're in their, like people who are.
Pop, that have been working.
Legendary.
Working. Yeah, legends. Yeah.
Legends.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman been old his whole career.
Jesus.
His entire.
It's okay.
Senior citizen from day one.
Day one. Birth.
Tyler
Oprah
Perry
was 30s.
Say.
In her 30s.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry
said he. Taraji Benson was 40.
Homeless.
40 something
or 39. Yeah. Tyler Perry was homeless.
You can't fold on what's meant for you.
Yeah. You can't.
And you got to find peace in like the stuff that's not.
As long as you don't give up.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Finding peace and like the uncomfortable, because sometimes that's a part of it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Just don't give up. Just keep pushing. That's the thing. It's like, you snatched my Instagram away, I might have cried.
I worked real hard.
That I'd have been like,
years
dang,
ago.
Man. But it's like, you just don't. You're the only one that can stop you from
your destiny.
Yes, from achieving your full potential and achieving what God has for you. So you have. That's what I know for sure. I'm just going to say that. You are the only thing standing in your way of accomplishing and achieving all that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else can stop you but you. You just have to make a determination to not quit no matter what, no matter how hard it gets, no matter if you find yourself on the floor or under the floor like I have found myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just get up. Get up. And maybe you might fall back down, but get back
get
up.
Get back up.
Yeah. And then take a step. And then maybe you might fall. Get back up. Take a step, then take another step, and just build your strength one step at a time. You are not going to fail if you don't give up.
Yep.
Be kind to yourself.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. You can't. If you give up, that is it.
Okay.
Seriously. Warren, don't you put that
what
thing
does
back
the, in. No, let me see it. What does the sign say? 2 minutes left on the hard drive.
Oh, that's
Jesus.
A hard code.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He said, now what, this, he said, this, is not time. This is an emergency.
Everything's about to shut down.
This shit going to be, it ain't going to matter. It's
no, for
delete.
Sure. What I know for sure is that our generation is breaking generational curses.
Yes.
We are the generation to
patterns.
Break
patterns.
Not, patterns.
Yes.
We're not brushing it under the rug. Mm. We're not accepting it. We are breaking them. And saying no to for sure. I am saying no to this hard drive stopping. So, yeah, y'all, thank you for watching the No Regret Podcast on Be Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
We love y'all so much.
Thank you, Samaya.
Oh,
thank you for this beautiful Tulum room. We love you guys.
See y'all next week.
you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.